no reason for us to know the exact day or the exact time. Now, I think that people are very foolish to say Jesus is going to come back in 2015. It's very foolish for people to say, well, he's going to come back on October the 1st of 2016. Because the Bible clearly states that it's not given to you to know the time that Jesus is going to rapture the church. Now, we know that the glorious appearing is going to happen at the end of the 7-year tribulation. We know about that time, but we don't know when that tribulation, the time that that's going to start. We know that it's going to last 7 years, but we don't know. I think that we're going to be ushered into that. Matter of fact, I think we're being ushered into that time right now. I think that events are taking place. I think that even the signs in the skies are taking place for us to be ushered in to that time. I think the leadership is getting in position. I think that Israel is in the right place for the rapture of the church. I think they're in the right place for all the guns of the world to be pointed toward them. I think the kings of the north are setting up, even meeting with our president to set up a time where they're going to be trying to take over Israel, when they're going to move in and move across the land of Israel, and they're going to have a great help. And when all the guns of the world are pointed toward Israel, God is going to take over, and he is going to wipe them out. At the end of that tribulation time, he is going to save Israel, and he's going to set up his millennial kingdom there in Israel. Verse 43, it's going to be like a thief, the rapture of the church. The main thought here is that it's going to be unexpected. It's going to be unexpected. The night refers to an unexpected time. Well, it may be noon or it might be night. It's just going to be unexpected. A thief always is in the past tense. You see, the evidence of the thief is that something's gone. Something's gone. We had a thief a few months back. We didn't even know things were gone. Till the police called us and told us we had things missing, they had them. We didn't know. But that's a good sign. You need to be paying closer attention to you what's going on. But when the rapture takes place, we're going to know. I mean, we're going to be in it. But the world is going to know that something drastic has taken place. I believe that there'll be all kinds of explanations about what has happened to the church. People are going to think that something from outer space has taken them up. And then perhaps someone will realize, hey, this is what my wife was talking about. Hey, this is what that preacher was talking about on Sunday. He was talking that the whole church was, people who are Christians are going to be raptured out. People who know Jesus, who are born again, are going to be taken out of the world, and all those that do not know him are going to be, help me here, left behind. And so it's going to be unexpected. And that unexpected event of the Lord's coming has to do with the lost, not saved. We should be expecting it. It should not overtake us as a thief. I want you to look at some passages with me. First of all, look with me at 2 Peter. If they didn't take that out of my Bible, it's right over in. I need some help up here. Where's those Bible drillers at? They move that thing? No, it's still there. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and look down at verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Verse 11, I just have one verse down there, but I can't help. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, destroyed is what that means. What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore? Because of all this. Beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent. That means be careful, be on watch, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Look at the book of Revelation. Look at the third chapter of the book of Revelation. And look at verse 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 16, just keep turning. Look at verse 15. Revelation 16, look at verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. 1 Thessalonians, back up. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 5, look at verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a, what's that next word? A thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. There it is. That day should overtake you as a thief. We'll be ready. We should know. We should know from reading the scripture. We should know from watching the news that those days are up on us. So that day should not overtake us as a thief. That's what the Bible says. Number two. When those days come, society, we're going to be living in a society of sensual and worldly people.